זיי חר נישמס סורי אסטע וואס מייער דורט
דה סוגיים ווען דאף פייזיין מיט בייז ווי האב א בראיס אנ דאף פייזיין מיט אלף אמס מיימ הייבערס ביינ א חלוינס סו א מחלויקס ביטווין דה טאנקאמע אנ רב שמען גמליאל דה טאנקאמע הולט פוכס מגימל משאל שולדלי ממאלי גימל אין משאל שולדלי And Mamalei, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Pochas mi dalet mishal shod liyam Mamalei, dalet ein mishal shod liyam Mamalei. So first the Gemara wanted to say that the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is what the shir of a kamalus is. If a shir kamalus is dalet or gimel. So the Gemara says if that would be the case, so we have a kashin Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan, that says, "Ein kamalis pusa midalit." So come out, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yechon would be a machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara said that no, Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yechon learned that the machlokes is not what the sheer kamalis is. The machlokes is what the sheer mokim ptur is. That we have here, the memalei from the amas hamayim to the agapayim, which is a mokim ptur. The shaila is, what is the shir of a mokim ptur? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the shir mokim ptur is poches midalit. And according to the Tanakhama, the shir is poches migimel. Gimel does not have a din of mokim ptur. And Rashi explained, even though Rav Dimi holds that a mokim ptur is poches midalit, that is dafke a mokim ptur between a reshus harabim and a reshus hayochid. So poches midalit becomes bottle to those reshuyis because it's reshuyis deraise v'cheshivi. So poches midalit becomes bottle to reshus deraise. Masha enkein by a kamalis. So then, in order to become bottle to a kamalis, you need a reshus of poches migim. That's the svara of the Tanakhama. But Al Koponim, the Gemara had said that Sai, according to the Tanakhama, Sai, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is permissible to be doile from the Kamalis, to put it on a mokim ptur, and then to take it into Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara asked Akashe that Rav Dimi said that one is permitted to take from a mokim, from Rishus HaRabim to a mokim ptur, from Rishus HaYochid to a mokim ptur, but he should not be machlif. So the Gemara answered that this Isser of Achlofa applies only by Rishuyes the Araisi. By Rishuyes the Rabbonon, it does not apply. Now let us see in the Venik from the Gemara later. V'ho Rabbi Yochanan b'Rishuyes the Rabbonon nami yomach. So the Gemara asked, we find that Rabbi Yochanan holds afilo by Rishuyes the Rabbonon there's an Isser lahachlif. The snan we learned in the Mishnah Kaisel Shebein Beis Chatzayres Gavoya Yud Tvochim V'Roichev Arbo Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'ein Ma'arvin Ech. So there's a Kaisel that's Mavdol, they cannot be Ma'arv together. Hoyu B'Roishay Peiris Eilu Oilin Mikan V'Oichlin Ve'eilu Oilin Mikan V'Oichlin. They're both permitted to eat it on the Kaisel, and that's it. Nifrat HaKaisel Ad Eser Amis. Then there's a Pesach b'nei'im. If they want ma'arv in shnayim, v'im rotzo ma'arv in echad, neshu ke Pesach. Yoyse mikam, ma'arv in echad, v'ein ma'arv in shnayim. There's more than 10 ames, so it's a pirsa, so it's poritz v'milui, so then there can only be ma'arv echad to be matar tilpul in each rotzo. V'avinim boso, we clad a shayle, what will the din be, ein boy arbo amai? What will the halacha be if there will not be dalit tochim roichev on the kaisa? What will the din be? My Rav, Aver Beis Rishu Yeshayut is boy. So Rav said that it's chomot. It's worse than dalit. And we consider that Beis Rishu Yeshayut boy, Vloyoz is boy, Meloy Nimo. Rav Yechanan Omar, Eilu Malin Mikan Boichlan, Eilu Malin Mikan Boichlan. Rabbi Yochanan says that it has a halacha of a mokim ptur, and since there's a halacha of a mokim ptur, so each chotzer is permitted to take up from the chotzer in on top of the kaisa. Ba'ozda, because it's a makim tov, becomes bottle to each chotza. Ba'ozda, Rabbi Yochanan lo taimei, d'chiyosta Rav Dimi yom Rabbi Yochanan, makim she'ein boi arbo al arbo, muta livnei reshus harab, neshus hayochid lekatev olov, ubelvad shelo yachlif. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that afilu, by reshu yester rabonon, one is not permitted to be machlep. So this is the kashe. So this akash and Rav Dimi, you see, how could Rav Dimi say pshat in the beraisa? That both Zayda Tanakam and Sarab Shimon Gamliel hold that it's mutter to be machlep. We see, by reshu yester rabonon, we see Rabbi Yochanan alone hold that it's also to be machlep. And for the Gemara, ahi ziiri omro. That this memra of Rabbi Yochanan that we have, that it is also to be machlev, is not a memra muskemes. Ziri said this over. Ziri holds that afilu by Rishuya is the Rabbonon, it's also to be machlev. Rav Dimi disagrees with this. According to Rav Dimi, it will be mutter to be machlev. He'll be able to take from his Rishus to put it on the Kaisel and to put it from the Kaisel in Yenim's Rishus. Rabbi Kiveja has a problem, according, if that is true, that you could be machlef, the Kiveja holds that we are speaking about dvorim, one is permitted to be metalto from one chotzot to another chotzot. So we're speaking about dvorim sheshovsu bebayis, that he's permitted to take out in his chotzot, he's not allowed to take in Yenim's chotzot. So Rabbi Kiveja holds a filu, he'll put it on a mokim ptur, so it's not considered I'm taking from my chotza to Yenim's chotza, it's considered I'm taking from a mokim ptur to Yenim's chotza, but Rabbi Kiveja holds that once it comes into Yenim's chotza, I can only be metalpul it till Daladamas. Since this is from a different chotza, I can only be metalpul it till Daladamas. But that I'll be allowed to do. That's how Rabbi Kiveja learns Pshat in our Gemara. The Bir Aloche, from the Bir Aloche in Simen Shin Ayin Beis, it would seem as follows, that the Bir Aloche says, if there is an Iser Tiltul, the Iser Tiltul could only apply if you'll take it into a Chotzo She'ena Mu'urevet. You're taking it into chotzer she'ena merevet, so there's a din we could be done that chotzer is a din reshus harabim legabi this chayfitz. If it wasn't shavsu ba'ise chotzer, or shavsu bebayit, so it could be you can't be metaltel dalet ames in the second chotzer. But a chotzer hamu'ureves, so the biraloche tain is, the only iser involved is to take it from one chotzer to the other chotzer. That is the only problem. But if it got into the other chotzer, beheta or beiser, there's no iser tiltul anymore because it is no similarities at all to a reshus harab. So that's for me, according to the Bir Aloche, there's no problem whatsoever. According to Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yochanan, you can take the chayfetz off the kaisel and bring it to Yenim's chotzer, be metalful in Yenim's chotzer. Because the only iser involved is haitzor mirshus leshus, and if we have a mokim ptur and there's no iser achlofe, so now that it's in Yenim's chotzer, there's no iser tulta whatsoever, because there's no dinyim bechlal to a reshus harabim, since it's not a chotzer shel rabim, it's a chotzer mureves, which says a din of a chotzer shel yochid, so lechayre there shouldn't be any iser tulta. Al Koponim, the Gemara just said that according to Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yochanan, he would never say such a thing. According to him, would be mutar afilu to be machle from one chotzer to the other chotzer derech mokim ptu. This memre that we have that Rav Yochanan, this memre that we have that Rav Yochanan asked to take from one chotzer on the kaisel to the other chotzer, this is a memra of Ze'iri. So the Gemara asks, Ule Ze'iri kosher ha? So what did Ze'iri do with the previous paraisa we had? We had a machloikis tanoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakam, and the whole machloikis was the Rav Dimi had said the machlokes was with what shia does it get a shame mokim p'tur. But if it is a mokim p'tur, one is permitted to take from a rishus hayochid the mokim p'tur to a kamelis and faker. So what is the Ziri going to do with this bereich? Ziri kosheho. And with the Gemara, Ziri mukim lo ba'ames amayim gufe. So Ziri will learn pshat that the machloikis tanoim, if dalet tvachim is no good, if gimel tvachim is no good, the machloikis is, when does it get a sheer kalmelis? In Ziri is chaylik an Rav Dimi. So according to the Tanna Kame, 3 tvachim, it has yet a sheer kalmelis. But it's Hashem Gamliel, there's a sheer kalmelis by dalet tvachim. In Chidushi Beis Meir, he asks Akasha, so he doesn't understand Ziri. Ziri brought a memre of Rav Yochanan, and the memre of Rav Yochanan was as follows. We clear the shaila if the koisel is less than dalet tvachim. What is the din? So Rav said, you're not allowed to be metaltal on the koisel. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's a din of a mokem p'tur, and eilu ma'ala mikan ba'oichlan, ve'eilu ma'ala mikan ba'oichlan. Frekta beis meyer, according to Ziri, the Tanakama holds 3 tvachim as a sheer kamelis. It only becomes a mokem p'tur less than 3 tvachim. So how does this stim with this memra of Rabbi Yochanan? Here Rabbi Yochanan says, you're permitted to take from the chotzel to the top of the koisel, the only reason this is mutter because it has a shame mokim p'tur. So he asks, according to Ziri, 3 tvachim does not have a mokim p'tur. Less than dalet tvachim does not have a din mokim p'tur. There's a shame kamlis according to the Tanna Kama. So he blibes by Akasha. How do we understand this according to Ziri? Let us see Taisvi. Tosfos says, Hocha Rishuyos Derabonon. We said, by Rishuyos Derabonon, one is permitted to be machlif from one Rishus to another Rishus. The Tosfos, Bereish Haloin, Sova Rav Ipche, Rav holds Punktverkehr. The Rishuyos Derabonon, ki ein balad bekoiso shebein beis hatzeres, Lo yozis afilu kemalei nima dosu hem chizikli devrehem yoysa mishel teire. He says, this svore that they were makel by Rishuyos Derabonon is debatable. Rav holds they were machma. Vim toima, the lekamon beperik basre mashme, the Rav Dimi oysa lahachlif afilu berishuyos Derabonon. Al kaponim, the maskonis hasugye is that according to Rav Dimi, there is everyone holds that you're permitted to be machlif by Rishuyos Derabonon. Frek Tosfos, the Gemara weiter in the last perek in Erevin, seems that Rav Dimi holds that it's also lahachlif afilu b'Rishuyos Derabonon. Kabihod the Sanya, to understand the case a little bit, let us look in the Perish Chai, page 223. We have here picture 70. Well, this is the case what it's speaking about over here. We have here, there's a askoife, there's a manoil, and then there's a chaloin. That's the aleph, beis, gimel. So we'll see the aleph, the askoife is a din of a karmelis, the manoil has a din of a mokim p'tur, and the chaloin is a din of a rishus hayochid. So now, let us just see Taisvis. Gabi hod desanye v'chachomim oimrim af bizman shamanu lemaila miyud mevi mapteach me'erev Shabbos u'meinichoi baskoife, which has a din kalmus u'lemocho in Shabbos he takes the mapteach from the askoife peiseach v'noyel boy u'magziroi laskoife. So this is not gefelach. He takes it from the askoife, which is a kamelis, and he opens the lock, which is a mokim p'tur, and he puts it back. So that's good. Oi, lechaloin shal gabe ha-pesach, or he can put the mafteach in the chaloin, which is al gabe ha-pesach. So steht weiter in der Bereise, vim yesh b'chaloin dalet al dalet. But what if the chaloin is dalet al dalet? So then it is also imneshu kemoitzi mirshus lishus. So then, picking up the mafteach from the askaifa, which is a kamlus, putting it into the manul, which is a mokim ptur, and then taking it from the mokim ptur and putting it in a rishus ayochid, is also mitneishu kemoitzi mirshus lishus perish mi iskaifa kamlus lachaloin shuhu rishus ayochid. So we have there a baraisa that says klor that it's also lachlit. Umasik Allah shmami no isal deravdimi, that we hold like Ravdimi, not allowed to be machlit. So we have here an offene gemore that according to Ravdimi there's an isal lahachlif afilu by rishuya is derabono. And here our gemore says according to Ravdimi it's mutalachlit. Bieshloima, the Ravdimi vadai kosova the braisa de lekamon plige ahach tishmaitin. Ravdimi zicha holds that braisa is choylik an abaraisa. Abaraisa holds, say according to the Tanakama, say according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's mutter to be machlit. And that braisa holds chloret also to be machlit. Vahochi perusha. Isele the Ravdimi, that a paraisa holds the yisod of Ravdimi, that is an isa achlofe, va adife midide, in the paraisa is machma more than he himself holds. Dafilubishu yis the rabbon an isa lahachlev kiziri de shmaiten. That is pshat, that paraisa holds that the isa achlofe that Ravdimi mentioned applies a filubarishu yis the rabbon an kiziri. Ulzeiri kasha. The Gemara said, according to Zeiri Ishver, what did Zeiri do with this Baraisa? From this Baraisa, you see, Sai according to the Tanakame, and Sai according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is muta to be machlef, vishu yis the Rabbonim. Frektach Toisves, what's the problem? Afal gav da Baraisa beperik basra osi kevosek. What's the problem? Yizichi has a Baraisa that holds that it's osa lahachlef. We just mentioned it before. The Baraisa says you're not allowed to take the mafteach from the askoife to the chaloin that's dalad al dalad derech mokim tu. So what's the kash? Mikomokim boy look me gam Baraisa dohochi kibos. The Gemara wanted to say, maybe, according to Ziri, our Baraisa also holds like him that there's an isa hachlofe berishu yisterabon. Miu oimari, so partially we go away from our Gemara that Ziri can stim with everyone. Mi aymeri dezir eloi ose ke Rabbi Yehuda deshori b'shabes b'soif azoyrek b'sfine shegevoyo v'amuko yud letaltol mitoicho liyam miniyam letoicho derech lemayla meyud shumokem ptul kedemuch achosom. We have a picture of some sorts in the Perish Chai, picture 99 and page 187. So there it is, derech mokem ptul. And al koponim, it is mutter to be machlef. Frag the Gemara weiter. V'tehevi, now we're going according to Rabdimis, according to Zeiri's Teretz. Ziri said, there's a machloikes tanoim. If you had an amas hamayim, that's oiveres in a chotzer, and this amas hamayim is less than 3 tvachim according to the Tanakhama, less than 4 tvachim according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, does it have a din kamalus or not? So Abba Kaponim, less than 3 according to everyone, and less than 4 according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it does not have a din kamalus, and the chaloinis are, from the chaloinis, they're muta to be doile from this Amis Hamayim into the chaloin, because it does not have a shame kamalus. Frag the Gemara, with the heavy ki churi kamalis. That means even though, let us look at picture 95 on page 186. So the kasha is that even though the amas hamayim, which is in this chotzer, is, let's say, less than Gimel Tvachim, according to everyone, so it doesn't have a Shem Kamalis, but this Amas Amayim is an extension of an Amas Amayim. Let's look all the way back in the picture by the arrow with the Aleph. There, it has a Shir Kamalis. So this Amas Amayim is an extension of the original Amas Amayim, which was once a Kamalis. So the Gemara asks, so even though this Amas Amayim does not have the Shi'urei Kamalis, but it should have a loch of Churi Kamalis, just like Churi Rishus Harab, have a din of a Rishus Harab, even though it doesn't have the Shi'urim of Rishus Harab, but it's a nitpal to the Rishus Harab, Nesilchus Rishus Harab on it. So the Gemara asks, who a din, Churi Kamalis, should have a din of a Kamalis, even though it does not have here a Shir Kamalis, but since it's a nitpal, it's an extension from Yenne Kamalis, so it should have a din Kamalis. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So according to Rav Dimi, what is the Machloikis, the Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel, Af Al Pikein, even though it doesn't have a Shir Kamalis, but it should be Osar Al Tzchure Kamalis, with the Heve Kichure Kamalis. And for the Gemara, Abaye Bar Oven, Rav Chanina Bar Oven, the Omri Tavayil, Ein Churin Le Kamalis. There's no din of Churin Le Kamalis. Let us see Rashi. With the Heve Kichure Kamalis, Hi Amo. This Amas Amayim, I feel less by Shir Kamalis, even though it doesn't have a Shir Kamalis, Litzo Mishim Churei Kamalis. Ki Eich Adamrinim B'Mesech Shabbos. Churei Rishus Harabim, Ki Rishus Harabim, Domi, Ki Goyim. Koisel HaSomuch L'Rishus Harabim, you have a Koisel that's near to the Rishus Harabim, V'yesh Boi Chur, there's a hole in the Koisel, V'zorch Arba Amos, V'noch Shom Chayim. This is considered an extension of the Rishus Harab. This is coming from a Kamalis. And for the Gemara, ein Teiras Churin leKamalis. That it is no halacha of Churin leKamalis. Lechmire be Rabbanan kulihai. The whole din Kamalis is an Isser de Rabbanon. So if it has the Shiuri Kamalis, it's a Kamalis. If it's an extension of a Kamalis, it doesn't have a Shem Kamalis. That's the Eteres. Rav Ashi Oma, afilu teime yesh Churin leKamalis, afilu we will assume that there is a loch of Churin leKamalis, hani mili bismucha. If it is close to the Kamalis, so then we consider this an extension of the Kamalis. Hoche b'muflegis. Here, it is far away from the original Kamalis. The Ritva says the Shir Muflegis is Dalet Tvachim, really. That's called Muflik. Let us see Rashi. Bismuche kegain chul shebekoisul hasomuch lekalfif yoisami beisosoyim. If you have a koisel that's near a kalfif, and the kalfif has the din of a kamalis, so this chul that's somuch le kalfif also have a din kamalis, because it's somuch to the kalfif. Aba mamufleges, she'ain bo kishir elo le melchik, far away it has a shir. Here it doesn't have the shir, there's no din of chul. Ravino ma, so that is, so now Deval, we had two mahalchim, how to learn pshat in the machloikis, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Dimi, the machloikis, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, what the shir mokim ptur is by Rishuyis Terabonim, that the Tanakam holds the shir mokim ptur is pochis me gimel tvochim, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the shir mokim ptur is pochis me dalet tvochim. According to Zeiri, the machloikis, the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel was, what is the Shir Kamalis? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's Talit Tvachim. According to the Tanakam, it's Gimel Tvachim. Now Ravina has a new approach how to explain the Machloikis, the Tanakam, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ravina Omar, Kegoin, the Ovid Lo Nifki Apuma. Let us look at the Perish Chai, picture 98, on page 187. That we had learned in the Mishnah that in order to be mater on Amas Hamayim, you have to have a mechitza by the Tchilis Ha'amo and by the Seif Ha'amo. When you have a mechitza, so then that is mater total in the Amas Hamayim. So Ravina said it is speaking about that he did not make a complete mechitza. He made on both sides a mechitza, but in the middle there's an opening that the water should be able to go through. So now the machlokes is as follows. Ravina can go in David lo nifki apuma. Ba'ozdu rabono letamayim, Rav Shimon Gamliel letaymei. Zogt Rashi. The Ella, the Ravina, ma, hai, shura, the gimel, the dala, the rabbona, shem, gimliel, loy, bishura, dame, gufe. It is not a shir in how large the akamalis has to be. Veloy, ba'akve, it is not a machloikis, what the shir mokim tur is, ula hachliv. No, it's a different machloikis. Ella, the ovat, lo, nifki. Moitzois, he made extensions on the side. Apuma. Beknisa biyitzia, behiskala mechitza samach laakpe besoich ugne, mikan u mikan. The loichibro beemza, and he did not attach the two sides, shio amayim nichnosim biyoitzin derersham. For omri rabbonon, the bepocha is mi gimul, omrin in lovut. Less than gimel, you say lovut. Avol gimel loyam rinin lovut. But if it's gimel tvachim, you don't say lovut. Va'osa de pirtzehi. So my male, it has a teres pirtze. Svasemes asks, he doesn't understand, why does it have a teres pirtze? L'chair, it should be a pesa. Why does it have a teres pirtze? Unless you'll say, this picture is wrong. That this picture, it's not speaking about that there were kanim. And there was a space of three tfochim between each pole. But like this, he says, if it's tamazay, if you have on both sides, a mechitza takas, a lechere be'emtze, should have a teres pesach. The Rab Shimon letamei, dama perekame, pochas midalad lovot. So that is the machloikis. The machloikis, the tanakame, shimon gamlil, is what the shia lovot is. The shia lovot is pochas migimul, or pochas midalad. Zogt de Mishne weiter. Gesustere shehi lemaila minamayim. If there's a gesustere lemaila minamayim. This is, we have here a picture on page 188. We had already before a few gesusteres. So there's the person is a chalein over the gesustere, and he wants to be doile mayim. He wants to be doile mayim from the yam, from the Nor, which is a Carmelis, into his house. And he has a problem, Vikum Tekatze B'Devasa, how are you permitted to take from the Mayim, which is a Carmelis, onto the Gzustere, which is a Rishus HaYochit, as we said, and into the house, which is a Rishus HaYochit. So how do you do this? Is Gzustere Shila Mayla Min HaMayim, in Memala Neimenu B'Shabbos. You're not permitted to be memale from a noho to the exustere, because you are being moitzi from a kamalis to a rishus ayoch. Elim kain, osa lo mechitza gavoya asora tvochim. Unless he made a mechitza which is gavoya asora tvochim, bein milamailo, bein milamato. Let us see Rashi. Elim kain, osa lo kol sivivoysof. He made a mechitza surrounding the complete gzustere. That's one way you can do it. Oisaviv haneke, or you could make a mechitza surrounding the whole, which is dalet al dalet hachok b'mtzisoy. So you have four mechitzas, whichever teres mechitza, since it's a cholol of dalet al dalet b'neim. And then I say the good achis omer lahachshe. And then we'll say good achis. We assume, we extend these mechitzes, which are either around the whole gzustere, or around the neck of shebek zustere, and we say good achis, and we assume that this mechitze goes all the way down into the nor or the yam, and memele, so this whole area is mukiv mechitzes as a din of rishus ayochit. So the mayim here is a din of rishus ayochit. So when he's pulling, taking out water, he's taking from a rishus ayochit to a rishus ayochit. זאת רשי. דגודח יש אומר להכשיר, ואף על פי אישי תלויה. Even though this is a mechitza tluya, the mechitza does not reach to the bottom of the nor, but that's a kula in mayim, they will make it with the mechitza tluya. Avol koif v'gut kechananya ben akavya lo yama. We learned that Rab Chananya ben Akavya holds you don't have to have any mechitzas. Potential mechitzas which could originate by the halacha of koif, that you'd bend the board and you'd make that area mechitzas around the nekev, and then you'll say good achis. We don't say such kulas. The Tanakama doesn't hold of this kula. Bain, so now, what does the Mishnah say? Bain milamaylo, bain milamato. So Rashi says, milamato, mechuberes legzustere mitachtel. So the way we have the picture, that's a mechitza milamato. We have here a mechitza milamato. If you'll have, what does lamaylo mean according to Rashi? So according to Rashi, the mechitza will be on top of the gzustere. That will be a mechitza lamaylo. Before we go further, let us just see Taisvis, the next to the last Taisvis. Bein milamaylo, bein milamato. Mitoich peirish hakuntres mashme, de lamaylo hainu, lamaylo mina gzustere. You have a mechitza surrounding the gzustere. Ulemato, lemato min agzustere. Leirotza leforish hakel tachas agzustere, ke lemailo ulemato de leel gabi boya. That means, let's understand what Taisvis is saying. The Rajbo says different pshat na mishne. The Rajbo says pshat na mishne. Lemailo means, mechuberes ligzustere mitachteho. That's the Taich Milamailo. Mishucha keneged amayim. It's going, that's this picture, the picture of 100 is called Lamailo, according to the Rashba. Drein oisa kili megas adamayim. Beimilamato, lamato means that it's mishukas bamayim. You have a mechitza in the water. Va'oila keneged agzustere. This would be picture 102. Ois Aleph, this is picture 102. That's called a mechitza milamato. According to the Rashba learned pshat that everything is speaking about under the gzustere. It is attached in the aver directly underneath the gzustere. That's called milamailo, just like we have by a boyer. That you have to make the because it has to a mechitza that is matir b'mayim, you have to it has to be nikir that was made to be matir the mayim. So lamaila would mean underneath exustere, lamata would mean it's originating it's starting from the yam. Boila. So Taisa says, but Rashi doesn't learn like that. Why? So why? Leirot lefor shakel tachas agzustere kilemayla lamata delel gabi boyim. Why not? Mishum dehanekev osi dalad al dalad. Since the nekev is dalad al dalad, va'oisem mechitze soviv hanekev. Afilala maila have a heker. I said the whole reason that the koisel al gabi haboil is not a matir like besides Rabbi Yehuda in the case in page 178. So there we have a koisel that's mavdul the chatzera. So we hold that's no good. Because there it is not nikir at all that this kaisel was made to be matter the dliyas hamayim. This kaisel was made to be mavdol the chotzer. But here, since the mechitza is around the nekev, so what's the whole yichas of the nekev? The whole yichas of the nekev is to be doyle. So we see klal that the purpose of this mechitza is to be matter dliyah. So here, it speaks for itself. So even though it's lamaylo, we understand that the purpose of this mechitza is to be matad liya samayim. So therefore, it is mutter, even though it's mamish lamayla. That's how Tosfos explains Shitas Rashi. Now, the Chazon Ish asks that that would be very good if you make the mechitza around the neke. So, Mamela, what is pshat in this mechitza around the neke? What do you mean, makiv the neke? So you put two and two together. The purpose of the neke is to be doila the mayim, and I make him mechitza around the neke to be matter the dli. So that's called nikah. But Rashi in the Mishnah says, elim kein also lo kol sivi voisov. Either he made around the whole gzustere a mechitza, or he made around the neck of a mechitza. So bishloim if he made around the neck of, so you see that the purpose of this mechitza is to be matar the dli. Why is he making a mechitza there? But if he's making a mechitza around the gzustere, the gzustere is a porch without a mechitza. He's making a mechitza, tovoy ola broche. You have to make a make. I mean, it's not, where do you see the heker over there? And Rashi says, when we pass on Shulchan Aruch also like this, that you're allowed to make the mechitza around the gzustere also. Chazon Ish is metzadid, the nekev mare ala mechitza. The efshid the kavonis hatais is the nekev mare ala mechitza. From the nekev you see pshat in the mechitzas. Okay, the ha'ore is more understandable than what he answers. But kaponim it's a geshmaka ha'ore on shitas Rashi, and we pass on that lalocha also, that it is sufficient even if you have a mechitzah around the gzustere. Zok the Mishnah weiter. V'chein shtei gzusterois zu l'maylo mizu. We had this case before. Shtei gzusterois zulamaylam izu. This is picture 41 on page 173. We have two gzusterois zulamaylam izu. And the top gzustere also lal yoine, v'loi also the tachtoine. By the al yoine, they made a machitze around the neke, or on the gzustere. By the tachtoine, there's a nekev without a mechitza. And the tachtoine is mishtamish in Shabbos with the nekev shel al yoine. He goes, as we have very nice in the picture, he throws his dli. He has to be pretty good in basketball. He throws the dli into the gzuster al yoine. He gets it through the nekev, and then he's doyle mayim that way. So steht in the Mishnah, Shtayn the Mishnah v'chein shteig zusteroi zu lamaylo mizu osu lel yoyne v'loi osu letachtoyne shteyem asurois ad sheya'alvu. If they only made a mechitza for the yoyne, not for the tachtoyne, so both are not permitted to use the zustero yoyne ad sheya'alvu till they'll make between themselves an eruv echatzeres. Zot Rashi. Zu lamayla mizu, afilu zu shaloi keneged zu, ubalvad shaloi te mufleges michenegda b'meshach ha-kaisu, arbo kidi oma bigmo. Afilu one is not opposite the other, it's further away, but it's not dalet vochem away. Shteyim asureis lamalis b'nekev hol yoyne. Both of them are not permitted to be mamala b'nekev hol yoyne, ad she ya'arvu, till they'll be ma'arev. Batachtoine benekev shelo, ein tzorich loy mishi yasure. The tachtoine zicha not allowed to be doile from its nekev. Do mi kamos al shusayochit kama mali, taking from a kamalist to a shusayochit. No, the chiddish is, the yoine does have a mechitze. So the yoine is taking from a shusayochit to a shusayochit. Afal pi came, both of them are not permitted to use the gzustere al yoine, till they will both be ma'arav. Let us see Tosfos. Elim kein osu lo mechitze. Vim taima, da hocha bo'ine mechitze. Here it says, we need a mechitze. Obe meseche Shabbos, pepeirik hazoirik. Omar Rav Huna, Svina moitzi mimenu ziz kolshu. You make a ziz kolshu. Let us see picture 101. Okay, you have a ziz. Oh, that's on the safe of Tysus. Okay. It says, Omavunus, Vina Maitzimen a ziz kolshu, umemale. You make a ziz kolshu, and you're permitted to be memale from the yam, which is a kamalis, to the svine, and you matter this with a ziz kolshu. Here we say, we need a mechitza yut, and we have to say gurachis. So what is the difference between a gzustere and a svine? Vaimari, the hosom shamayim amukim yut. There it is speaking about that the water is omaik yud. The water level is more than yud fach. Damrinon, because the Gemara says ain't svina maleches bepachas meyasar. If the svina is going, so you have to have at least yud fachim of may. Vekalmalis me'arem ashrina. Now, when do we measure, where does the kalmalis of a yom begin? The kakois, hayam, that is the kalmalis. The kalmalis me'arem ashrina. You measure from the kalke. Avimayim lemaila miyut. So the water that is covering the kakois hayam, that is lemaila miyut, mokim ptu. So he, in reality, is being doile from a mokim ptu to a rishus hayochet. So there's nothing wrong. You only need a heke koldos, you make a zit. Here we're speaking about that the water is not yut fochim. This here, there's no ships over here. We're speaking near the shore. This person has a gzustere sticking out over the edge of the shore, over a little water, but here we don't have yud tvachim over here. V'hochim ma'ir b'sheinam ma'im amukim yud. V'chim rinam ma'arish mashchinen, afilu we will measure from the karkoi tayam, akati ma'ir kamalis. The ma'im is still a kamalis. This is still, you're taking from the yud tvachim of the kamalis. Just like yud tvachim of Rishus Harabim is a din of Ave Rishus Harabim, Yutvachim of a kamalus is din of ave kamalus. So mele, I'm taking mayim from a kamalus. Teretz number one. Inami, afilu yesh kan omakyut, afilu will say our Mishnah is also speaking about a case of a gezustere that is over water that has yutvachim. Gozru atosha gezustere dein tachteo omakyut, because there's no, by a svine, we have a klal, in svine aleches papoches meyasore. But a gzustere, there's no klal. So our Mishnah was mechayev and mechitze. Afilu, we have a gzustere that is over a mayim that is a mo- that he'll be doyle from a mokim to. Otu, he'll be over mayim that he'll be doyle from a kamlis. Dein tach te omek yud, disham tzarech mechitze lamales, okach loy polik bishum gzustere. Avo svina loy lamaleches lamay lamayud. That's the second test. Inami oimeri, the hocha afilo omoik ikala mechish, shema yala hayom shirtan. That's this picture 100. That even though now it is yud, but eventually it could come out that silt will be brought up from the yam towards the shore, and it will come out that it will be less than yud. So therefore they asked every gzuster. There's no shash of Shema Yala Yom Sil. The way which a svina goes is usually is a oimekyu. Oisa mechitza gvoya yut. Vahoda oma rabbe barakumne bepeh kazeri. Oisa mokim dalit al yedei mechitzois. You make a mokim dalit. I'm sorry, you make a mokim dalit al dalit umemale. So Tosfos says, you know how you do this? Al yedei mechitzas yud koma. According to Rav Huna, you have to make, that's picture 101, the aleph. You have to make mechitzas yud. That means Rabbi Bar Avuna holds that a kamalis mimaya meshchinen, that the same kamalis you measure from the water, not from the aret. So you're zicher taking from a kamalis to a reshus hayochid. So you have to make a mechitza yud, like we have in the picture, and like we have in exustere, in order to be matter to take from the sfina into, to take from the yam into the sfina, derech this mechitza yud, because we'll say good aches. Therefore, Rabbi Bar Avuna said, Rabbi Bar Avuna said three words, oisa mokim dalet de mamale. So Taisus says, what is this magic union of mokim dalet? Mokim dalet means an area which is dalet al dalet in mukev mechitza. So it has to be yud, and then you're permitted to be mamale. Ulahochi boy mokim dalet. That's why you need a mokim dalet. The whole purpose of a mokim dalet is that you should have mechitza yud. That are makif for reshus of dal dal dal. The perish bekuntres la'el. That it doesn't have a perish mechitza if it is not dal dal dal. A mechitza lepochas midal. The loy ke perish akuntres tosen. So there Chazal went according to the letter of the law, and they say you need a mechitza yud. Mashenkin besfina. Sfina, a person doesn't have the materials and the capabilities to make a mechitza yud on the sfina. The fikachi kilabo, so they were makel with a mechitza koldu. So kocha the lom this is, here I feel a mechitza koldu, you also could say good asik. Perhaps this would stem with the Rashi before. Rashi said by a kure, also you say, I mean good aches, you also say good aches by a kure. There we see Al Kaponim, when they were makel by Yasfina, they say good aches, I feel by Mechitze Koldo. Zok the Gemara, Mas Nisin the Loi Kechananye Ben Akavi. Our Mishnah is not going according to Hananye Ben Akavi. The Sanye, Hananye Ben Akavi Oime, Gezustere She Yeshbo Dalid Al Dalid Amois, Choykik bo dalet al dalet umemale. Chananya ben Akavya said it is not necessary to make mechitzes. If you have in the lumber of the gezustere enough to say koif and good, you have potential mechitzes, that's also sufficient. Now Mishnah says you have to also elim kain also la mechitze gvoya asor. You have to make a mechitze asor. Yeah. Period. So the loy kechanan. Chaykik bo let us say Rashi ben tzorich bo mechitza acheres. I mean in koif, we bend over the tzodei hanekev. Be good, and then we say good aches. Hayu v'yesh asor lechol ruach lenekev, that there's a enough of lumber that you have 10 tfochim on each side of the nekev to say did he have mechitza asor. Yeah. Mal in my mixustere, she yesh badaldam, is all daldam. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yech, Mishim Rabbi Yechsi ben Zimre, Loihite Rab Chananye ben Akavye, we had this Gemara before, Elo biyamo shel Tverye, was only matter biyamo shel Tverye, hoyil biyesh lo ugnim bayores vekafifois makifois oiso. Es yamo shel Tverye, which was a kalmalis, which wasn't a posh of the kalmalis, it was really mukif mechitzis through the ugnim and yoros and kalfifis. So it was a psehedin of a kalfif. So this was a gringe kalmalis. So by this gringe kalmalis, Rab Chananya ben Akavya was matter that you say koif the good. Zuktach the bottom tais, this mas nisen the loike chananya. Zuktais afal gav the chananya le oma ela biyame shel tverye. So why do you have to make a machloikis? Our mission is speaking about shar yamim. And shar yamim. And chananya speaking about that, yame shel tverye. Mas nisen nami la miflige o mayri bechol meime. Since the Mishnah did not differentiate, and the Mishnah says tam, elem kein osu lo mechitza gevoya asoret fochim, So Vaishtois, in all areas, you need a Mechitza Yud, and Meila that is not like Hananya ben Akavya. Tana Rabban. Gimel Devorim Hite Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya was Mata three things La'anshei Tveria. Memalin Maim Exuster Rabbi Shabbos. You allow to be Memalin Maim Exuster Rabbi Shabbos, Exuster from Dal Damas. V'toimnim Be'etzo. And one is permitted to cover up peiris with the psoilis of kidneys that are still wet from the dew that fell on them. Let us see what Rashi says. V'toimnim peiris sayhem be'etzo. They're permitted to be matmin to cover their peiris be'etzo. What is etzo? Psoilis kidneys. What's the chiddush? Va'afal pi shaloktoi min hasode ba'ashkomen. They went and they gathered this psoilis when it was still morning. Vatal olo, ein marshiren as haperis, afal pikein, the tal, which is on the eitze, and which eventually touches the peiris, is not marshe the peiris. Why could the meforish lekame? So that was the second heter of Rabbi Hanina ben Akavya. And the third heter was, umistavkim ba'aluntis. That you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel on Shabbos. The Trashi Alumtis beged shemestavkim boik sheyoytzim mibeis hamelchit. And what is the chiddush? The chiddush is because there's a chash, one might come and squeeze it out. So memeil, if one squeezes out, that's a tild of melavim. Afal pikein, they were matter to dry oneself, even though according to other places, this is mayim merubim, they were matter to dry oneself with a towel. These are the three heterim of Rav Hananya. Now the Gemara is going to explain them. Memal emayim exuster b'shabes hodamor. This we said before, that you have exuster of dal damas al dal damas. The time nem be'itze mayi. What is this heter of time nem be'itze? The sanya we learned in a baraisa hishkim lahavi psailus. A person woke up in the morning and he wants to bring psailus of kidneys and to use this to cover his peiris. So the shaila is, why did he wake up so early in the morning to get this psoilis? Im bishvil sheyesh olof tal, if he woke up early in the morning. He missed vasikim. The reason he woke up was because he wanted that the psoilis should have tal on it. So memele he was machshiv the tal. Is arayu b'chiyuta. So memele the peiris will become mukhsha, because that's why he woke up early in the morning to gather this psoilis. The imbishvil shalo yevatel mimalachtoi, but if Pshatis, he woke up early, Pshatis, not because he has an interest in the tal, he has to go to work later. So he has to go to work, so the only time he has to get this psoilis to cover his peiris is in the morning. But the tal gave him gonisht on. So memeile, einei bechiyutam. So then he wasn't machshiv the tal, and memeile it's not machshiv. So what was now the heter of Rab Hananya ben Akavya? Stam anshei Tverye kimi shelo yevatel mimalachtei domi. Anshei Tverye is just like shelo yevatel mimalachtei domi. Let us see Rashi. Hishkim koidem hayoin lohavi psoilis tvua min asode. Lahatmin by Peiris. Im lekach niskaven lahashkim sheroitze v'noyach loy betal sha'olov v'hishkin ad shelo yivosh. So Mameli woke up early to make sure that the towel is still on it. Arayu b'chiyutan. So he was machshiv the mashkin. Anshei Tverye balei meloche hoyu. So the pashtis loshen of Rashi was that they were balei meloche. So the Rashba asks on Rashi, number one, so what Anshei Tverye kimi shelo yevatel mimalachtei domi? The kimi is very modern. It's not kimi. They were business. They were balei meloche. You would need the chof adimian. Balei meloche are you? The Taisa Rosh asks another kasha. The Taisa Rosh asks, I feel they were balei meloche. That doesn't prove that it's not mukshe. The Iker is chasam in a sefer. The Iker is that they didn't want it to be mukshe. That means you have to know, I feel it the Bali Malocha, but could be that they're very happy that they're very happy that the psoilus is wet with dew. So therefore, they learn different than Rashi. The Rashba says as follows, that the Peiris of Tverje were Peiris Getuvim. They were already a very juicy Peiri. And covering it with something that was moist would be mekalkel the Peiri. So Memele, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The reason they got up was not because of the Malachi either. But Itzicha wasn't because they wanted the Tal, because the Tal made Kalya their payers. So that's what he said, Aistis. He wasn't done each person Bazunda why he's getting up. But he knew the payers of Tverje. The payers of Tverje would become Nivsad and Iskalko through the Tal. So he said, and she tell you can mishlo yevatam im lachte do. That's how they limsha. Umistavkin ba'aluntis. And one is permitted to dry oneself with a towel. But mahi, what is this chiddush? B'sanyi b'lentina b'raise, mistapik odom ba'aluntis. A person is permitted to dry himself with a towel on Shabbos. Umanicha b'chaloim. And he puts it in a chaloim, according to the Tanakhama. Veloy yimsorem leulayrim. You should not give it to the balon, to the one who's taking care of the melchitz. Mipnei shechashudim al oisay dova. You give him a towel, he'll make sure to squeeze it out for the next person who's using the melchitz. Rab Shimon Oimer af meivio biyodoy lesoich beisoy. Not only were they matter him to dry himself, they were also matter him to bring it home, and they weren't choishes that on the way home he might forget and be soichet the aluntis. Yeah. And now there's a machloikis, Mr. Blue brings down a machloikis, the Bogen Avrom, and the Erio Rabbe, and this halacha. There is a halacha in Soif Simen Shin Aleph, that one is not permitted to be metaltal a beged that shori b'mayim. A drenched beged, one is not permitted to be metaltal. It's mukze. And the reason it's mukze, because they're afraid he might squeeze it out. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mogen Avrom, l'chayre, when he's taking it home, it seems they didn't have such gigantic bath towels and they weren't so absorbent. So the Magen Avraham held this was a little towel that got drenched. So when he takes it home, how is he allowed to be metaltal it? It's a muktzah the keshayla. How is he permitted to take it home? So the Magen Avraham says as follows: After also letaltal dovo hashori b'mayim shani hoche kiven dehitiru hasifuk, they were matter he should dry himself. That means they couldn't ask. A person goes into melchitz, he has to dry himself. He didn't want to take away the necessity, the pool of sipuk, which is a necessity. Is memele, so since they were matter the sipuk, so when you dry yourself already, you're holding a drenched beged already. Itiru gam lahavi labai. So this is a extension and a continuation of the heter of sipuk. That's it. They were only matter, he's permitted to take it home. Also, as soon as he put it down already, that's it already. Then it has a loche of all begodim hashruyim b'mayim, that one is not permitted to be metaltle. But the Rabbi says that the kashe finds a neton, that an aluntis is not considered a beged hashori b'mayim, it's mayim u'otim, so memele, there's no issa b'chlal to be metaltalit. So that's a machlikis among Navrom and the Eliyahu Rabbe. Zokte Gemara Vaita. Oma Rabbe Barav Hune. We heard in the Mishnah, the person made a gzustere, and the gzustere, we said you have to make mechitzas on the gzustere. So, and then you permit it to be ein memalin heimenu b'shabbos. So the Mishnah spoke about to be memale from the yam through the nekev onto the gzustere. The Mishnah spoke about milui. Omar Rabba Barafuna lo shonu ela lemalos. Because when you are memale, we consider that you are taking from a reshus ayochid. Because they say good aches mechitzte. The mechitzes ha'gzustere go all the way down. So the whole area is one big reshus ayochid. So therefore you're allowed to take from the reshus ayochid up to the gzustere. What if you want, you have water, you want to spill out? So to spill out the water through this neck, this is osa. Why is this osa? If it has a shem reshus ayochid, just like if it's allowed to take from a reshus ayochid, you'll have to spill into a reshus ayochid. Zakt Rashi. Avo lishpoich shoifchen benekev lemayim osa. I'm pouring water through the neck, but we have to be a reyes anoilet. You have a nar over here, there's a current. So the water I'm pouring is going to eventually go out of the sheer mechitze, under the mechitze. So when I'm mamale mayim, I'm taking from a reshus ayochid, because I'm taking the water when it's now in the reshus ayochid. But when I pour out, it's going to fall back into a reshus ayochid, but it's not going to remain there. The current is going, so I'm pouring out water, which eventually was going to go from my pool, it's going to go from the reshus ayochid into the kalmelis. So memele rabbe baravune asert to be shoifech into the neck. Maskif lo Rav Shizvi. So Rav Shizvi asked Akasha and Rabbi Baravun. V'chi ma bein ze le'uke. What is this different than a uke? Now, in order to understand what an uke is, let us look at the picture 104. Now, 104, let us explain the picture. Let us see what it says on the side. Chotzo shehi chusa me'arba ames. You have over here a courtyard that is smaller than dalad al dalad ames. Ein shoifchin b'soicho mayim b'shabbos. Because if you, the chazal wa meshaya, if you're going to pour water into this chotzo, which is less than dalad al dalad, the water will not absorb in the chotzo. It's too small an area. So what's going to be? It's going to go out to the Rishus HaRabim. His nichet should go out to the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, Chazal Asad, unless Elim Kein Osa Lo Uko, that's the boyer in the middle of the Chotzer, Marzeke Sosayim in Anekev Olamato. Okay, that's Hanegei Alonu. That means, so if he made an Uke in the Chotzer, so he added on to the Koyach of absorbency in the Chotzer, so Mamela, now it's niche for him. We see now we can assume, let's say, that the water is going to go remain in the chotzer, and it's niche for him, it doesn't bother him, because he has this uke which can collect the water. So let us see what Rashi says. Ma bein ze lo uke. This nabe mas nisen, chotzer shabchusa mi arba amis, and shoifchen lo soicha mayim b'shabes, amken osa lo uke. What is a uke? Gumo. This is a hole. Marzekes sosayim. For practical purposes, this hole, the shear of the hole is a half an ame by a half an ame by 3/5 of an ame. That's the height. So that is marzik sosayim. It's marzik sosayim. Vitoni alo. So fine. So what's the kasha? So there's no problem. Because when he throws the water into the chotz, it's gonna go into the chotz and into the uke. Aber the Tanya lo, we learned in the Baraisa, afal pi shen nismalo ho uke mi ba'oyoin, afilo this uke was full by day, shayf chalamayim b'shabbos, there was a rain right before Shabbos, the uke was full, one is permitted to pour water now into the chotzer. Now, let us be a reyes anoilet. What's going to happen with this water? This water is going to go out of the chotzer. It's going to go into a kalmelis. Wherever it's going to go. V'toni lo afa pishin nismalo uke b'boidyem shoif chulo mayim b'shabbos. V'afa pishin mayim yoytzi menel ushus harab. So you see, you don't look later. You're not a reyes anoilet. You look b'asher usham. I'm throwing the water into a reshus hayochid. what's going to happen later, this koyach sheni, what's going to happen, that's not my geschäft. That's not my pa'ula. So memeila fregt the gemara, so here's also the same thing. Why should shoyfchen be also, I'm throwing the water into a rishus ayochet. Later the current will bring it into a kamalis. That's not my geschäft. And for the gemara, hani taimi vahani loy taimi. Zogt Rashi, hosom taimi maya. Hamayim asuyim lechalois ulibola bekarke. Normally, the water will become absorbed in the karke. Hilka, ki shofich, so if, when he spills it, abaita de livlu bedachtaya ka shofich. He wants it should remain there. V'inavki lebar, and what will be take if it won't remain there? Lav machshaft elohi, that wasn't his intentions. V'loin iskaimo machshaftoi. So what, that wasn't his intentions. V'shori. So it's mutter. Felt in meleches machshaves. Zogt Rashi. Now that is l'chayra, it's a very modern heter. Meleches machshaves, you need mena teire to be chayev. But, so here, it wasn't machshavtai, but the chayre should be also. So Rashi says like this. Da'afilu ichaven, afilu be mechaven. That means, afilu when he poured the water into the chotza, he'd be mechaven that it should go out. Issa mamish leke. There's no issa mamish. Tobishus ayochet shofer. This is zich adin of a koyach sheini. So memele, so this is also only adarabon. So memele, so now we could be mitzarev. We could be mitzarev. So since there is a potential that it might be nivlan de karke, hamayim asuyim lachalis libola bekarke. Even though over here it's very difficult to understand. Here we're saying that the hookah was filled up. But, well, koponim, since it is a, theoretically, it is a mokim that is osui to be boileya, so memela we say that's his machshov. He would want it to be boileya. The circumstances make it's not boileya, but that's not his machshov al koponim. Shlein is kaima machshav. But over here, he knows it can't be boileya. I mean, you throw into a no, it's either going to go out into a kamalis. There's no chance whatsoever it should be nivla. So here it is also to be shayfer.